على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We find ourselves currently in tragically historic times for our ummah. The ummah is scattered around the world, no shortage of numbers, but it feels like we're on our own. And there's a lack of leadership. Each believer carries the weight and pain of the ummah with a feeling of helplessness. This is indeed a difficult time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza, all of our brothers and sisters who are suffering around the world. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them relief and to make it easy for all of us. Allahumma ameen. Our brothers and sisters, such times of pain and frustration and helplessness are a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He decides who to test, when to test, and how to test. We don't get to decide the test, but our job is to respond in the best way possible. Such times are also times when we can become vulnerable. Vulnerable to making bad choices. Vulnerable to getting carried away. Letting our emotions take over. Vulnerable to being misled. Vulnerable to being taken advantage of. Because unfortunately, there are always people looking to take advantage of situations, no matter how tragic they may be. Shaitan and his army do not spare any opportunity to take us down further. Remember that. Shaitan and his army do not spare any effort to take us down further. And especially vulnerable are my young friends, our young people. And therefore, they need to be specially careful. Indeed, there is no doubt that it is an individual obligation to respond to such blatant wrongdoing and oppression. Every Muslim must respond in some way. But that response must be appropriate. It must be permissible. It must be legal. It must be wise. At such times, it is critical that we stick with the jama'ah. We stick with the community. We stick with the congregation. And we do not venture out on our own. And beware of anyone who tries to take us away from the jama'ah, away from the congregation, away from the community. It is time of trials and tribulations, which the Prophet ﷺ has likened to darkness. He has likened it to darkness. And to be honest, this is not unexpected. As time goes on, this is not unexpected. And it's not unexpected as the trial of Dajjal comes closer. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu relates, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ The Messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, إِنَّ أَمَامَ الدَّجَّالِ سِنِينَ خَدَّاعَةً يُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ وَيُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ وَيَتَكَلَّمُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْبِضَةُ Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, preceding the false Messiah, preceding the Dajjal, will be years of deception, in which the truthful are belied, the liars are believed, the trustworthy are discredited, the treacherous are trusted, and the disgraceful speak. We have been warned about multiple fitnas, which would be like pieces of a dark night in which a person will be a believer in the morning and a disbeliever in the evening, or a believer in the evening and a disbeliever in the morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. And when we say fitna, there's different meanings depending on the context that we come across in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Temptation, trial, adversity, ordeal, strife, unrest, chaos, all these different meanings are associated with the word fitna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, ayah number 25 of Surah Al-Anfal, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةً وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And fear the fitna, the affliction, the trial, which affects not in particular only those of you who do wrong, meaning but it may afflict all the good and the bad people as well. Beware of this fitna. Because when it comes, it's not only going to affect the wrongdoers. It's not only going to affect the ones who are treacherous, who are evil. But rather it's going to affect everyone. It's not specific. So beware. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us many warnings. Look at the books of hadith, you have Kitab al-Fitan, that talk about different types of trials and tribulations and chaos and challenges and struggles that this ummah is going to face. There's many hadith that make it clear that fitna in this context, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has warned us about, is strife and unrest and chaos. And when you read these ahadith, you go through these chapters, it's quite revealing, but it's also concerning and depressing as well. We learn a few things that are relevant. Of course, I can't go through all the ahadith right now, but we learn a few things that are relevant. Number one, challenges will come, and they will increase. We are to be hopeful. We are to put our faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just know, reality check, so we have clear expectations. As time goes on, and the end of times come near, and the time of Dajjal comes near, you know, there may be some ups and downs, but overall the trajectory is not going to be positive. It's going to be going downhill. So don't be surprised if trials and challenges come one after the other. If it seems like things just don't seem to get better, one thing gets resolved, another thing comes up. That's how it's actually going to be. But we've got to continue to work towards betterment and positive change as much as possible. We've got to keep going. We've got to keep doing what's right. Keep doing good deeds. Keep connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep standing up for what's right in the right way. As the Prophet ﷺ has told us, to the effect that if doomsday has started, if the day of judgment has started and you have a sapling in your hand, go ahead and plant it. Now, is it actually going to get time to grow and bear fruit? No, because the day of judgment would have started. The Prophet ﷺ said, still go ahead and plant it. Meaning, don't worry too much about the outcome. Don't worry too much about the results. Yes, you plan accordingly, you do what's good. But at the end of the day, do what you got to do. The right intention, the right way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at your intention and your effort. And the results are in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's number one. Number two, many of these challenges that will come, they will include bloodshed, and even amongst Muslims, unfortunately. That's just the reality of it. So let us be clear and not be surprised when that happens. Not that it's good, of course, not that we should support it, but it's going to happen. So be mentally prepared. Number three, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us, you know, many prophecies of incidents, places, people, but few specifics. You know, there's just some signs, some indications. So I'll give you one example. Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu, he says that the people used to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about good things. But I used to ask him about bad things. I used to ask him about bad things, fearing that I would live to see such things. So he wanted to be prepared. He didn't want surprises. So he said, I'll ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about bad things. So he says, I said, O Messenger of Allah, we were in a state of jahiliyyah, in a state of ignorance and evil. And then Allah sent us this good, meaning Islam. Will there be any evil after this good? And the Prophet ﷺ said, yes. So then Hudhayfa says, I said, will there be any good after that evil? So there's the good of Islam, then there's evil that's going to come. Will there be any good after that evil? And the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, but it will be tainted. So he goes, I said, how will it be tainted? And the Prophet ﷺ said, there will be some people who will guide others in a way that is not according to my guidance. You will approve of some of their deeds and disapprove of others. Then he says, I said, will there be any evil after that good? And the Prophet ﷺ said, yes, there will be people calling at the gates of hell, and whoever responds to their call, they will throw them into it, meaning into the fire. So he asks, O Messenger of Allah, describe them to us. Now this is scary because there's going to be people calling to the gates of hell, and whoever responds, they're going to go. So describe them to us. And the Prophet ﷺ said, they will be from among our people speaking our language. So he says, what do you command me to do if I live to see such a thing? The Prophet ﷺ said, adhere to the jama'ah. What did he say? Adhere to the jama'ah, adhere to the group, to the community, to the congregation of the Muslims, and their imam, and their leader. And he's thinking ahead, so he says, what if there's no jama'ah and no leader? SubhanAllah, Hudhayfa ibn Yaman, radiallahu anhu, his questions, his foresight, is looking forward to like 1400 years. What if there is no imam, or no jama'ah, and no leader? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, then keep away from all those groups, even if you have to bite, meaning even if you have to eat the roots of a tree until death overtakes you, whilst you are in that state. Stay away. If you don't have leadership, if you don't have jama'ah, stay away. Don't become a victim of that chaos and that confusion. We also learn other narrations, some related to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, others, somewhat weak, chained to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there will be civil strife, fitna, which will render people deaf, dumb, and blind regarding what is right. There will be strife, and people will be as if they are deaf, dumb, and blind regarding what is right. Those who contemplate it will be drawn, will be sucked by it, will be drawn by it. And giving rein to the tongue during it will be like smiting with the sword. So words in those times will be like hitting someone with a sword. Number five, take note of this guidance, right? Stick to the jama'ah and the imam of the Muslims. And if not, then keep away from the groups. The Prophet ﷺ also said, سَتَكُونُ فِتَنٌ الْقَاعِدُ فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْقَائِمُ وَالْقَائِمُ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الْمَاشِي وَالْمَاشِي فِيهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ السَّاعِي. That there will be tribulations during which one who is sitting will be better than the one who is standing. And the one who is standing is better, or will be better than the one who is walking. And the one who is walking is better than the one who is running. And the Prophet ﷺ goes on and he says, he who exposes himself to them will be drawn to them, and whoever finds a refuge from them, let him seek protection therein. Such times will come. Are they exactly today? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But I want us to be aware of this, so that we don't fall into confusion, so that we don't become victims, so that we don't get used by people who want to use us. So what should we do? If the overwhelming majority of people of knowledge and taqwa are holding an opinion about someone, about a particular group, their beliefs, their tactics, don't go against it and join fringe groups. Do not join fringe groups or fringe movements. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah la yajma'u ummati ala dhalala wa yadu Allah ma'a al-jama'ah." That Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not unite the ummah, my ummah, upon misguidance. And the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the jama'ah. In the mercy, the guidance, the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the jama'ah. So stick with the jama'ah, stick with the congregation. If there is no single leader and there are multiple groups fighting and differing amongst themselves, don't join any of them. It's better that you keep yourself out of it. Slow down and don't rush into any action. Because you know something happens, you get excited and you feel, you know, they got to do something, it's the heat of the moment. Slow down. Slow down. You're not that important that you're going to be able to like fix everything. Sure. There's space on this side, brothers, if you want to join the main hall, just extend the rows into the area in front of the office. Sure. So be patient and deliberate. Don't be hasty. Better safe than sorry. And I've said this multiple times, the next point. And I'll say it again. Verify news before you believe and you propagate and you act upon information, because there is tons of propaganda. We live in the age of deception. And propaganda always existed, especially during times of conflict and war. But now we're like in the age of ultra deception, with generative AI, you know, fake videos, making it seem like people are talking and saying something when they haven't said it. You know, you name it. Like even voice, I mentioned this right a few weeks ago. Right? Artificial intelligence, I can listen to a voice for 4 seconds, 5 seconds, and then you can basically make it say, make that person say whatever you want in their voice. Right? So it's the age of ultra deception. So be very, very careful. Because there's tons of misinformation. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, right? Investigate, establish evidence, lest you end up harming a people out of ignorance. And تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. And then you end up being regretful for what you have done. So be very, very careful before you believe something that you see, especially online. Anything online, to be honest. Right? It's not real until you actually see it, like in person. When you hear it in person. Okay. Otherwise, there's always going to be an element of doubt. And especially for my young friends, our youth, be cautious with anyone who discusses politics and religion with you online. Especially people you haven't met. And especially if they suggest that you do something illegal. This is actually happening. And you need to be aware. There's tons of places where you can go online and have conversations with complete strangers. I don't need to tell you that. Whether it's Discord or other gaming chat rooms or other platforms, you know the landscape probably better than I do. There are traps to bring you and to bring our community and the ummah down. To distract us from the oppression, the actual oppression and the wrongs that are being committed. By sucking you into doing something that you shouldn't be doing. Or even talking about something that you shouldn't be talking about. Perhaps planning something that you should be planning. And in your mind, you might think, oh, you know, I'm just looking at something. I'm not doing anything. I'm just reading stuff. I'm just watching stuff. I'm just exploring. And you may very well be. But not everyone's going to look at it that way. And there's people out there trying to get you to slip and fall and make a mistake for their own purposes. So don't become a victim of theirs. Don't get fooled by such people. If anyone tries to bring up these topics to you and tries to get you to do something, and you've never met them in person, it's just some person online, that's a red flag. Even in person, if it's someone who just tries to strike up these conversations with you and try to get your opinion and try to give you ideas, be very, very careful. Unfortunately, like I said, there are people who want to misguide and entrap our youth to ruin their lives and to take us down. It has happened. It's happening. They come, in some cases, looking like authentic Muslims who know the Quran and the Sunnah. They present what seems like evidence and justification for their misguidance, or they pretend to be some bold, you know, activists speaking in a way that resonates, in a way that you feel like no one else is speaking. How come the imams are not saying this? You know, how come the community leaders are not saying this and not doing that? Yes, this person has a point. Let me go behind them. Let me start following them. But they're not connected with any masjid. They're not connected to the community. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows, maybe they know who they are, like by name and face, but they don't know what their background is, where they came from. What are they up to? They're not rooted and grounded in the community. You've got to be careful. Because there's people like that out there. So as a golden rule, if anyone tries to get you to act against the approach of the jama'ah, tries to separate you from the jama'ah, from the community, tries to separate you from your family, tries to get you to take action, especially that which is illegal or impermissible, maybe tries to misguide you slowly, be aware of these things. Connect with people, it could be multiple people, known people of knowledge and taqwa in the community, especially elders. Ask for advice, research, observe, seek wisdom. Don't go after someone simply because they say something that sounds good, or even simply because they have a lot of likes. You know, even likes are bought nowadays, right? You know that. You can pay to get 1,000 likes. You can get to pay 10,000 likes. Likes don't mean anything. Views and shares don't mean anything about the legitimacy and authenticity of a person. Don't get fooled and get deceived. And most importantly, don't forget to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek guidance and assistance. When we say, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, say it from the heart that you're seeking the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are confused, raise your hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, I am confused, I am lost. There is so much chaos, trials and tribulations, so much fitna, so much confusion. Please guide me to the truth. Please guide me to the people who are upon the truth. Oh Allah, please make this confusion clear up for me. Oh Allah, please take me out of this fog. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَعُوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. Seek refuge with Allah from fitna, from turmoil, its visible and its invisible aspects. And the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الْفِتَنِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ. We seek refuge with Allah from turmoil and its visible and invisible aspects. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. We make the same dua. Ameen. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection against all types of trials and tribulations, the visible and the invisible. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of our brothers and sisters around the world. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from all imposters, whether it's Masih al-Dajjal or anyone who follows in his way. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from the evil of the evil plotters. Ameen. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll take a quick break and we will continue, inshallah.